Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, I was waiting for this. I'm glad we're doing this. Because I needed some... You haven't Ben-splained to me in a long time. You know, you always see mansplaining. Here on Ben and Woods, we do Ben-splaining. And I wanted you to Ben-splain what is going on right now with the Live Tour.
I can do that.
The FedEx stuff.
This, ironically, this segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. We'll play a little take on Woods here in a couple of minutes. If you want to get on the line early, be a contestant. Chance to win a trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. You may have heard about a lawsuit this week. It actually is the start of what is probably going to be a very long lawsuit, one that might even stretch, I heard, into 2025 between, you know, the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. There's antitrust elements, you know, monopoly type stuff, you know, big business. Not really that interesting to the common just golf fan.
I'm a common right. golfer and a common golf fan.
But what was interesting this week was three of the players who made the jump to the LIV Tour, not the big names, not Brooks, not Phil, but three players who had accumulated enough points to qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs, which begin today. They're underway now. The FedEx, the St. Jude Classic in Memphis, Tennessee.
Which, by the way, Ben explained to me, it's a three-week ending of the golf season, basically.
It's about a decade ago they started doing these playoff series. They were 4 weeks, now it's three. But they start with the top 125 on tour from the year. Cut it down to 70 after this week, and then 30 after the second week. And the big 30 go to the Tour Championship in Atlanta, where there's big extra money.
Huge payouts.
You know, big payouts at the end of the year for the PGA Tour. One of the things, you know, that, you know, players have been wanting and pushing for more money, and why some of them went to LIV to get more money because they felt like the PGA Tour wasn't doing enough. But three of these guys, who are the Matt Jones, Hudson Swafford, and one other, you know, are saying, hey, we qualified. We should be able to play.
Yeah, but you left.
And they're saying we can't because, you know, the commissioner of the PGA Tour says we are suspended because we went to the LIV Tour. But we did what we were supposed to do. We qualified. So they asked the judge for a temporary restraining order saying, if you don't let us play, we can never get this back. So while we're deciding this, we need a temporary restraining order that allows us to play in these tournaments and, you know, avoid potential damages by not getting to play. And there's a lot of debate on both sides, like who's going to win this one. And ultimately, the judge said, you're making, from what I can tell and from the lawyers have said, you're getting a ton of money to go to the LIV Tour. You're not being damaged at all. So, no, you don't get the temporary restraining order, and those three players are not being allowed to play in the FedEx Cup. And, you know, it is a big win, just kind of an early win, but a big win for the PGA Tour in their first legal matchup against LIV.
I, you know, if you were smart, if you were Hudson Swafford or the other guys you named, shouldn't you have risked said, you know what, I'm going to finish the, I'll see you guys in November. Yeah, I'll jump over in November. I'm going to play the FedEx Cup and then I'm going to jump.
But they've already played. They already took the cash.
Right, yeah. What I'm saying is, hey, is this offer on the table in four months, 3 months? If it is, great.
They could have risked that and
gone and played those, you know.
But maybe Liv's not recruiting in a few months.
But it's exactly what Cam Smith is doing. Right?
He is, yes.
He's playing in FedEx.
And he's playing at coy.
And he is being real quiet.
It's been reported that he's going to live, but he
won't. $100
million. $100 million. But he's not saying it. And he's,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, he's kind of walking both sides. A lot of the PGA Tour players, Rory especially, but Justin Thomas was getting into it this week. Now that they're getting sued, and the PGA Tour is essentially the player. So now that they're getting sued by these other players, now they're really mad. Okay, so now you're leaving us. You're diluting our product, and now you're suing us as well. They're getting pretty mad at these guys.
Yeah,
it's creating
sense.
More of a division.
I do think, you know, you made your choice. You'd be happy and confident in your decision.
So the other part that was very interesting that came out this week.
The
money aspect. So one of the Liv lawyers in the case made a comment to the effect to the judge that the prize money on the Liv tour offset the guarantees that players like Phil were getting. So, yeah, he may, you know, Cam Smith may get $100 million guaranteed, but if he wins $4 million by winning a LIV event, well, that just goes toward that $100 million that he's already guaranteed. So unless he wins more than $100 million, they're not paying out extra. The LIV...
Fine by me.
I think this is huge. I mean, to me...
$100 million guaranteed.
Well, no, money-wise, doesn't matter. It's that much money. But to me, the competitiveness, that undercuts. There was very little reason for me to watch LIV to begin with. If I now know that Henrik Stenson and all these guys aren't really competing for anything, because Phil could win 50 times, you know, on the LIV tour and never really make any money. So what?
But he's already made his money.
What are you playing for? There's no prestige. There's no history. And if you're not really even playing for the big purses, because it's just basically offsetting the money they've already guaranteed you. That is a golf tournament with no stakes whatsoever. It might as well be, I mean, there's more, your Grint tournaments that you play and your SEGA tournaments, they have more prestige than a LIV Tour event. There's nothing, if there's no cash to play for, and what they're saying is there really isn't, then there's nothing motivating these guys.
It's true.
There's nothing driving them. They're the most meaningless golf tournaments ever created.
As I was in the lead on the 13th hole of my Grint.
You felt it.
I felt it. And I finished second. I won a $50 gift card.
And that's more. That's more than these LIV Tour players are actually making. A $50 gift card would be a... Now
they didn't pay me $20,000 to sign up for the tournament.
Now, the LIV Tour has denied it. And they said that the lawyer will talk to him that they must have
missed it wrong.
Must have gotten it wrong.
So good.
Lawyers are rarely the ones who are getting it wrong. And, you know... The guy who's not under oath in a judge is the one who's probably lying, some Saudi executive somewhere. But they're saying, and the players who signed up say, oh, no, we get the money, you know, that we win.
Right,
because
don't
they,
we?
They have to, because, I mean, if you're honestly telling us that you're not playing for anything at all.
It's like going to play with your buddies on a Sunday.
Why would we watch this? If you're not even playing for big stakes money, and there's no trophies, there's no majors, there's no history, there's no records, none of it matters at all? Zero? That's a huge problem in my mind.
I got playing take on Woods. There's more at stake.
833-288-0973. I wanted to give you that Fernando Tatis Jr. update, so you have a chance to call in here quickly. 833-288-0973. A bit of a weather hitch in Fernando's rehab assignment. The last 2 days, they've tried to get him out to center field because they want to get him at different positions, but the slick grass, a little wet in Frisco, Texas, they didn't want him out there sliding around on wet grass. So they switched him right before the game both times back to shortstop.
Okay.
And so he still has not played out in center field in any of his four rehab starts. He went 0-for-2 and was hit by a pitch in three plate appearances last night for the San Antonio Missions. My guess is he going to be down there for at least a few more days so they can eventually get him out into the outfield and get him feeling comfortable, because as we've talked about, it seems more and more inevitable that at the very least when left-handers are on the mound, you kind of want Ha-Sung Kim, who's been one of your hottest hitters for the last month, in the lineup and playing defense at shortstop, which means you need to find a place, either designated hitter or outfield, for Fernando Tatis Jr. against lefties.
Where does Brandon Drury play then against lefties. He's swinging a hot bat.
Right.
Again, Cadillac problems. Cadillacs still have problems you need to address.
And you can only have one designated hitter at a time.
That's too bad.
You know, Manny needs a day off his feet occasionally. You can't just have Fernando every day as the DH against lefties either. So he's probably going to have to hopefully, you know, play a little outfield for the Padres the rest of this season.
You know where the weather is really good right now? Washington, D.C. I just looked. 85 and sunny, Friday, 82. Saturday, 82, not a cloud in the sky.
Not bad, about what Sunday, it was the 82. Last couple of days at Petco Park.
Let's just make it happen.
It could be a lot worse for the Padres.
It could be
99
yes.
And sticky. I think they'll take 85, 82.
Rain's rolling
absolutely.
In. Rain's rolling in on Monday. So just knock out that three-game series?
Yeah, and then they go to Florida, Miami, where they got a retractable roof, so no worries about the weather there.
I mean, we're so close to the return of our young prince that I can taste it. It's that close. And but again, we'll be talking to Bob Melvin tomorrow at 8, and I want to ask him, hey, man, these are things that people want to know. These are things that I'm sure are keeping you up at night. Where do you play him right now? And what do you do with Ha-Sung Kim? Like, these are still issues.
All right, we'll talk about it more. We've got Eno Saris joining us next hour, but right now, let's get to it. It is time for today's game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on
Woods.
Take on
Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino.
Woods doesn't lose back-to-back very often, but I see there is a possibility today because one of the contestant legends is on the line. We got Roger back trying to qualify for our August grand prize. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. My once-a-month shot at winning that
prize. I like that you always call, you know, sometime first half of the month. Make sure you get your name in there and do it once a month. You know how the game works. Again, the prize this month for all of our qualifiers is a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas and tickets to see David Blaine at Resorts World Theater. It's the newest theater on the Las Vegas Strip. Blaine continuing to do his awe-inspiring magic tricks and death-defying stunts. Tickets and VIP packages available at AXS.com or RWLasVegas.com. Here are the categories today, Roger. C&C Music.
Can we try it like we did last month?
Yes,
can we try it? Can we?
Yeah, how did we do it?
No problem. Where you just picked the new category, so neither one of us.
All right, so you're both in the dark. All right, we'll do the new category. Paul, you know the new category
the
here?
The newest one, yes.
All right, here's in the dark, Roger going heads up against Woods. Has beaten him before. 60 seconds. So he know everyone is in the dark here on what the category is. You can try to figure it out as you go. That'll be kind of fun for the tier ones out there as well. Start with our two-second song. You need to give me the title and the artist. Pass if you want. 60 seconds on the clock. Roger, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's
all right,
do it.
Here we go. Let's take on Woods.
I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Correct. Which American Idol winner is responsible for the best-selling song in the show's history, his 2012 coronation song, Home?
Daughtry.
Incorrect. Which multi-platinum singer launched a solo comeback in the 1980s with the album Private Dancer after a breakup with her abusive husband?
Tina Turner.
Correct. Which English singer had his first American top 20 hit with 1982's Goody Two Shoes?
Adam Ant.
Correct. Name the singer who died of a heroin overdose just over a year after she appeared on stage at Woodstock.
Janis Joplin.
Correct. 4 out of 5. Any idea what the category was there, Roger, as you went through? Tricky one today.
No, I have no idea.
All right, the category was alliterative artists. You had Gloria Gaynor, Tina Turner, Adam Ant, Janis Joplin, and the one you didn't get was Philip Phillips, all with the same first and last initials of their name. So you got 4 out of 5. Very good. Put you on hold, and we'll bring Woods in for the same 5 questions and the same 60 seconds. Going up against Roger today, and like he did last month, he remained in the dark as well. So he didn't know the category. You don't know the category.
Did I beat him when we did that?
I think you did. It was very exciting.
He's really good.
So here we go.
Formidable opponent.
The audience is now aware of the category and the answers. You are not.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Roger.
First I was afraid. I was petrified.
I Will Survive. by Gloria Gaynor?
Correct. Which American Idol winner is responsible for the best-selling song in the show's history, his 2012 coronation song, Home?
Chris Daughtry.
Incorrect. Which multi-platinum singer launched a solo comeback in the 1980s with the album Private Dancer after a breakup with her abusive husband?
Tina Turner.
Correct. Which English singer had his first American Top 20 song with 1982's Goody Two Shoes?
Adam Ant.
Correct. Name the singer who died of a heroin overdose just over a year after she appeared on stage at Woodstock.
Janis Joplin.
Correct. The exact. Wow. You both exact same.
Hold on. Daughtry doesn't sing Home?
No. He does, but not.
It was Philip Phillips, though, that had it in 2012. That, and the category, which might help.
Song called Home.
He won American Idol, Philip Phillips did?
Yep.
We played that
alliterative one. Artists with the same first and last initials.
I love alliteration. But Gloria that would have been much easier with the
Tina Turner, Adam Ant, Janis Joplin. So it's a tie. Roger, you do qualify, but you didn't actually beat Woods.
Tough one.
Today in a tough category that you were both in the dark on.
I'm coming home to the
different
place
song.
Where I belong.
This was a totally different song.
I played it 40 times a day. 40. I liked it when I first heard it, and then I was like, "We're ripping this."
See, now I didn't know about the Daughtry song that had the same title, which made that a much tougher question.
Did he win American Idol though? Daughtry?
I don't know. He was a contestant for sure.
I haven't watched it in. I think I watched the first season. This place, your home. All right, it's FM 94.9. It's your old pal Woods. We've got our iPads coming up later. Make sure you get registered at FM949SD.com. We'll be right back.
I called when you told me to call.
I didn't say it twice, dude.
Woods going through this. Just highlights of his entire run at 94.9.
Flashbacks for some of these songs.
Here's Daughtry.
All right, man, let's be honest. The song's not off. All right? It's not. It makes me a little... The video was, I think, Soldiers Returning. It's done. You got me. You get me every time. Your emotional terrorism. You got me in. Let it hit the
You course. Feel manipulated.
I do. It's not fair. I mean, it's very cheesy. It's very syrupy. But
he was a finalist.
He's a sharp guy.
On American Idol.
Here we go. Awful.
Yeah, Don't Do This coming up next. We're both excited about our Do This. We came up independently with the same choice.
Same one. We're like on the same
involving
page.
Tonight's special one-off game in Major League Baseball. So we'll get to that coming up next.
We're eat my words once again, everybody.
Of course you will. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by tax attorney Dave Greenberg. Don't let the IRS ruin your life. Fix your tax problems today by calling Dave at 619-501-5251 and schedule your free, no obligation consultation, or go to fixabletax.com. And we were having an unrelated show discussion to Don't Do This during the break, and we both agreed on the do this, but we didn't really discuss the don't do this item. So you're just going to leave it to me right now.
Hey, man.
Well, gnarly story, obviously. More details yesterday. Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit against the firefighters and L.A. County Sheriff's officers who were sharing pictures of the Kobe Bryant crash scene, and just seeing some of the opening statements from the attorneys. I was surprised kind of that she even wanted to go through with this. It must be very painful to do this, but...
Yeah, it's the daughter, you know. Hard for me to wrap my head around.
But according to Vanessa Bryant's attorney in the opening statement, says that the cell phone photo shot at the crash scene by a deputy and a fire captain, visual gossip viewed for a laugh. No official purpose. It was simply to be shared around. And, you know, they have video of, like, these guys showing it to, like, a bartender, you know, looking at, I mean, horrifying images that, you know, fortunately have never been made public, of course. January 26, 2020 was the worst day of Vanessa Bryant's life. The county made it much worse, her attorney said. They poured salt in an open wound and rubbed it in.
Awful.
And just, what a hard, difficult story, and just, like, ripping off a scab that probably never going to heal completely with what's going on. But, yeah, just terrible, terrible story. Speaking of bad stories, I get two of the bad ones. You get the good one today?
Yes, absolutely.
That's always tough. I was going to ask you, this is my only problem. Have we done this one, the Frank Gore details?
Nope.
We have not.
We did not.
Oh, yeah. So, cops, Atlantic City incident with Frank Gore.
What, about a month ago?
Yeah. And they have documents obtained by TMZ. Basically say the incident between the NFL legend, 28-year-old woman at Tropicana Casino's Havana Tower in the early morning of July 31st, grabbed a naked woman by her hair, dragged her across a hotel room's hallway during an Atlantic City, New Jersey appearance. He was there, forcibly gripped the woman by her hair before violently dragging her nude person along the floor of the 59th hallway. Of course, former, you know, star running back. I mean, like... Hall of Fame level running back,
right.
You know.
Is he not eligible yet?
Not
right?
yet. I don't think so. 16,000 yards in his 16-year career.
Jesus, God,
and
man.
Just some of these gnarly details are coming out in this Frank Gore case as well. He's due in court for a hearing in the case in October and has yet to publicly comment on the accusations.
Terrible. Just terrible. Well, switching, blessing the mood, as it were, a little bit, Ben. I saw this thread yesterday. I guess you did too. Now, I honestly forgot. About a week ago that they were still doing the Field of Dreams game, right? I forgot about it. I thought it was fun last year. It was kind of a one-off, and it was cool. It was a great game. You know, Tim Anderson walking it off against the Yankees. Giancarlo hit one. Judge hit one. All the guys that you'd kind of want to see hit one into the cornfields did. And I thought to myself, it was kind of panned nationally by a lot of sports writers, which love to pan things. That's fine. They are bringing it back, and it's going to be the Cincinnati Reds against the Chicago Cubs. Not the greatest of matchups. That said, I read this thread yesterday and I went, all right, I'm going to have to eat my words. Now I'm excited to watch it. Joey Votto, who is just, you know, not having the greatest season, one of the best players around, though, and one of the best dudes, a guy that loves baseball with his whole heart and soul, Ben, tweeted yesterday, watching Field of Dreams before the game tomorrow. I thought I would share a few thoughts about what the movie and this trip meant to me.
Hey, Dad?
You want to have a catch?
Oh, gets me every single time. Joey says, I was raised on this movie.
I'd like that.
My family has a collection of VHS tapes. One of them was Field of Dreams. I'd watch it often. Spoilers ahead. From 8 or 9 years old, my father and I would play catch together.
You have to give a spoiler.
No, you don't.
For I think a 30-something-year-old movie.
I think he's
movie.
Doing a bit. In retrospect to me, was the most important thing we did together. It strengthened our bond. In Field of Dreams, the movie ends with the main character, Ray, and the ghost of his father having a catch. My father passed away 14 years ago, so it's impossible for me not to feel an emotional connection to the moment where Ray asks his father for a catch. One more moment together. Oh. Getting the opportunity to play a game at the mythical field that sowed the seeds of hope for a Major League Baseball career is a significant moment for me. Couple that with the father-son connection, this game is an exceptional moment in my life. Got me, man. Got me good. And then all people...
Hey,
all the,
Dad?
All the people...
Want to have a catch? I like that.
Two idiots. So I will be by the dial, as they say, tonight, watching this game, really hoping Joey Votto does something magical. And I'm into it. I'm into it.
A couple things here. First of all, I know there's a lot of debate about whether or not Field of Dreams is a good movie. And the people who argue that it's not, their arguments are all correct. The plot, you know, silliness, the holes there, what's going on, you know.
Hey, is this heaven?
Nope, it's Iowa.
No. It's Iowa.
Some of the acting, everything that goes on. The one thing that I can't deny, though, not every movie makes me react emotionally.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. The old UTC, like long before the renovations, when they had a movie theater there, before the new one, I remember coming out of that movie actually crying. I was actually crying. I feel like, what, about 16, 17 years old when it came out?
Yeah,
it's like,
same here.
It's very, that almost never happens for me in a movie. So, if you as a filmmaker can do that to someone in your audience, feel like you're doing something right.
What it did for me, too, is it opened up a whole new world of baseball. And I then became obsessed with those old stories about the White Sox. And then Eight Men Out was just a phenomenal, underrated baseball movie.
Yes.
And I got deep, deep into Shoeless Joe and, you know, Buck Weaver and all those guys from that era when I was a kid, 15, 16 years old, the same. I was so into it. Back then, remember when you could create your own teams on like Nintendo games? I had an entire team of the 1918 Black Sox, and I would play seasons with them. I was just so into it.
I loved Eight Men Out. As far as like baseball movies go, you know, they got like the 3, 4, 5 movies that everybody thinks of, but I'm with you. I love Eight Men Out.
So good.
I was like 12 years old when 61 came out.
61 was amazing.
Billy Crystal made it.
So good.
Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle. It was so well done.
So well done. Such a cool movie.
All right, second part here. Joey Votto said his family had a collection of VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, my family did as well. Had a few that, watched many, many times, just continued to pop into the VCR. Paulie, did you have even, like, you had VCR tapes early? Okay. You're younger, so I don't even remember, like, when it started switching over.
That's probably, 12-ish when we got DVDs.
What was the VHS 10, 11, 12? Tape you probably watched the most? Growing up.
You don't want to know.
I don't.
I don't think I can say it on the air.
And probably mine was Back to the Future. Love that Steven Spielberg movie.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's the one we had. You know, you only had room for so many.
Fast Times was watched many, many times in my house for certain reasons. Top Gun was a big player. Beverly Hills Cop was a big one.
Top Gun was a good
one. I told you the bit my dad would do.
Had the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I think I saw Tommy Boy in the theater. That's how old I am.
Watch that movie all the time.
My dad, when we were kids, would not pay for premium cable. And back then, it was like a nickel, a dollar for HBO and like a dollar for Showtime and Skinemax. So he wouldn't pay. But what he would do is he would go to Best Buy and buy 7,000 VHS tapes. And when it was free weekend on HBO, that man would stay up for 72 hours. Like he was on a meth binge and tape movies. And I mean, I'd be like, Dad, are you going to sleep? He's like, I can't. Who's looking for Harry Crumb is coming on? I'm like, no one cares, Dad. What's that movie? Who Killed Harry Crumb? What is it?
It's the John Candy
one. Yeah, John Candy. I'm like, Dad, go to sleep, man.
And then, of course,
and then he labeled them.
He had a yellow notebook. Who's Harry Crumb? He had a yellow notebook that he had all the corresponding numbers and all the movies. But then you're watching the movie, and it says free Showtime weekend across it the whole time. I mean, I'm telling you, we had 400 VHS tapes. It laid me out. I swear.
I love Gary so much.
He's the best. Please go to sleep, Dad.
No, I can't. I can't.
Stir crazy's coming on.
3 a.m.
I got to set the
free weekend.
It was unbelievable.
Got to record everything.
He's got everything. We have so many movies, man.
Yeah, oh, my
Strange
God.
Strange Brews coming on. I got to make sure I get this one. Oh, just. I mean, we had every movie you could ask for and then some, but...
And they all had the scroll.
The scroll. Free Cinemax weekend. Call sign here up. To sign up. I will never forget it. As long as I live, I'll never, ever forget it. Now, my kid last night, Bo, goes, Dad, can we watch Major League? I go, yep. We go over, I grab the remote, I hit the button, I go, Major League, and it pops up. I'm like, you little bastards have no idea how easy you have it, man. Trucking your ass to the video store, crossing your fingers, hoping the one copy of Major League was in. Sorry, pick something else.
You finally get it, you turn it in, it's the credits, it's like, you
rewind
bastards!
It. Yeah,
you gotta rewind
it. Just the worst. These kids have no idea how good they have it, man.
And that is Don't Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get back to the Padres when we come back. Have they turned the corner? Can 2 days be that much of a difference in the season? Just the offensive explosion that we've seen the last 2 days. Get your thoughts, 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Don't go anywhere. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a text from my dad, Ben. He's listening at the time.
The legend of Gary Woods just continues to grow.
I said...
I laugh, but I have a lot of respect for the maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
Colonel Budget, of course you do.
What's above a colonel? The president?
General Budget.
He's General Budget, and you're Colonel Budget. He couldn't have...
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Budget.
No, dude. If you are Colonel Budget, he's General Budget. There's no doubt. He texted me, because another great memory, LOL. And I go, that was the best. I said, do you still have a list of DVDs now? I said, you got to text me a pic if you do. He goes, I don't know if that list still exists, but I will look. I can still see he has unquestionably the most beautiful handwriting you've ever seen in your life. Like, it belongs in a museum. And I can remember, I'll never forget from my youth, that yellow notepad with all the movies on, and he'd go do inventory like a grocery store manager. He'd walk over to the case, and he'd open it, and he'd have his list there, and there's Top Gun, yep, Beverly Hills, yep, who's Harry Crumb there? And hey, we're missing tape 34. I think that was maybe some late-night films from Showtime that I kept in my room. But, I mean, he was vigilant with this list and his tapes. I swear to God, if the house burned down, you would have seen my dad running out with these VHS tapes. But we had every movie you could ever possibly want.
Gary, make sure you grab the box with
all of our memories. He's like, I got the VHS tapes.
Get the photo album. We need the photo. Nope. I'm
telling you, it was like military operations weekend in my home. Like, you knew. You saw Dad come home from Best Buy with 50 blank tapes. You're like, oh, God, everyone keep your distance. Dude's going to be up at 3 a.m. running in to tape Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Now, that got me thinking, was he or were you guys ever, we have to record this game. We have to, like, on VHS, you're watching live television. Oh, we got to watch big series finale of
So him ER. Him like me, not super tech savvy. So I don't know that he actually knew how to set the reminder to record. I think he did it a couple times. He got burned. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to get up at 3 a.m. to make sure I don't miss, you know, spring break.
Like, we've all done that, right? Like, oh, it's the 1997 Super Bowl. I got to record it.
Yeah.
Like, has anybody ever gone back and watched one of those?
So yesterday was...
Unless it was your team winning the championship.
Yesterday's a good example. The early Padres game, and I got the kids down, and Bo was not feeling good, so he was kind of cuddled up next to me. And the game started again. I go, I'm down to watch this game again. And I watched, you know, I didn't record it, but I wanted to kind of watch that unfold again.
So I had, and it was one of, I can't believe, I don't know what happened to it. I wish I had it today, but my family was traveling. I was like 6 years old. 5-6 years old when the Chargers played the Dolphins in that epic playoff game, and I knew I was going to miss it. So,
how old you were? 6 years old.
I was like six. It was 1981.
And you cared that much?
I cared.
About it? Wow.
I cared, and we had my grandma taped the game, and we had then a copy of one of the greatest NFL games of all time.
Did you watch it a lot?
I did for a while, and then cool. I don't know what happened to it. I wish I still had it, like a full copy of that unbelievable game.
You guys remember, I mean, you think about some of the great advancements in technology, and, you know, sports-wise, there have been a billion. And think about golf tech and things like that, Ben. I mean, just if you had ever had that when you were coming up, imagine what your swing and your game would look like. But think about some of the advancements in technology. I honestly remember it to this day when my dad brought home the first VCR in, like, I think it was like 1984, 1985. And he was like, I think it was like $1,000. I mean, he was like, don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't breathe on it. Stay the far as F away from this thing as you can. And we weren't allowed to touch it, use it, hit power, nothing.
I remember our first cable box when we got cable TV for the first time, you know, right about the same time, 1980. Still no remote. It was a big dial. It went from like 2 to 81 on the top of the TV, and you just like turned it to the channel that you wanted with all these like new stations that you couldn't get before. Because up to that point, you had like four stations, you know, with your antenna, and that was all you had.
These kids have no idea.
No idea.
You got no idea.
I just can't stop laughing at your dad.
He's amazing.
I can't stop laughing at your memory of what probably was on in 1990 on a free weekend.
Yeah. It's not even him specifically. Like, that is just
Terry
such
Crum.
That is such a dad move.
You say that, and I am not that dad. I'm trying to be better. Like, I've canceled a bunch of my memberships to streaming sites and stuff. I'm like, you know what? It's like $15 a month, and I have five of them. Like, it's just getting out of control. Everything's getting a little more expensive. So even I'm tightening the belt, as it were. So I just, maybe I am turning into a dad a little bit. But like Ben is a perfect example of a dad. He buys $4 jeans. That's something dads do. I don't do that. I don't buy $4 jeans. You do.
Yeah, but you know, once you're wearing them, who knows how much they cost?
Everybody. Literally every single person knows that you're wearing $4 Pierre Cardin jeans.
Have you ever worn $120 jeans?
You ever wore like a nice pair of jeans?
I have. I'm sure I have. They weren't that comfortable.
They're actually not.
Yeah.
They don't just last a long time.
Well, okay,
they're good
yes.
quality.
But they were like tight and around the legs, and I'm going, around the crotch. This is not fun.
You like your big, blousy, Pierre Cardin, $4 Costco jeans?
That's
so good.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Mozzie Heating, Air, and Solar. Is your furnace or AC on the fritz? Mozzie has you covered, unless you, Gary, just fix it yourself.
Oh,
claim a
no.
free service call with repair
on
your heating or air system. Get 52 years of exceptional experience. Some restrictions apply. Book with San Diego's premier heating and air experts at MAUZY.com. All right, we'll get back to some Padres talk. By the way, you need to keep winning in the National League. We'll explain after check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
We just got a tweet.
I can't stop talking. It's so good. We have Padres talk's going to have to wait a minute. I'm sorry. We got two more hours. We'll be fine. I'm dying, dude.
Branderson just tweeted in.
Oh, God.
At Ben and Woods. My dad would hook up the video camera to the VCR to bootleg Blockbuster tapes.
I'm hoping at least there was a wire involved, and it was it wasn't you're actually just shooting the screen.
Like setting up a tripod 4 feet from the TV. Everyone shut up.
So that brings back another memory, dude. I'm 16. My brother is 11. My Aunt Kathy lived in New York City, and she said, for your birthday, I want to bring you up. She took me to a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. We hung out in New York City, and it was just incredible. And I remember walking down the street, and they had those vendors with all the movies, right? Like the
buskers.
The hot new movies. I didn't know this at 16. My mom probably gave me $50 or something to spend. I spent the whole thing on bootleg movies. And I'm rubbing my hands together. Can't wait to get back to my house to watch these bootleg movies. And I'm telling my friends, hey, I got it. Whatever the hot movie was in 91, it was just out in the theater, and I got it. And I run home, and I put the first one in. It was a guy sitting in a movie theater with his camcorder. And you just hear... and you hear the... in the background, and you're like, that guy just robbed me of $50 as a 16-year-old. Might as well be a million. And it was
had a Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Yes, something like that.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves,
Silence of the Lambs.
I was so elated to have these, and there were a guy filming off a camcorder, Ben. And was so disappointed, dude. Holy crap, man. Oh, that's so good. So, so good. All right, go ahead with your Padres talk.
Well, you know, obviously they've won two in a row, and you feel like they've gotten back on track. But we pointed it out yesterday, and now another day in a row. There wasn't another team in the National League playoff chase that lost yesterday. Every single team other than, I guess, the Giants, which I don't really consider them to be really in the race anymore. Dodgers won, Mets won, Braves won, Phillies won, Brewers won, Cardinals won. Everybody wins. So all you're doing by winning is maintaining your position. One game ahead of the Brewers for the last playoff spot, one game behind the Cardinals for this, or one game behind the Phillies for the second wild card spot. The Phillies have won seven in a row. I mean, no one's really slowing down. So, you know, there's not a lot of margin for error right now. You have to keep winning games because everybody else is winning games at the moment. And it's you know, it makes it a little more tense every single day.
Every single day. This is the real stuff right here. And you saw, like, did you see how the Brewers won that game, Ben? Did you see Rowdy Tellez in the ninth inning
home run and then 10th inning walk-off? Yep.
Just incredible. So, yeah, we're on an island here rooting for our guys. And as happy as you get about yesterday's victory, you look at it and go, oh, cool, we're treading water at this point.
That's it.
So the pressure is on, man. This is what you live for, though. How much nicer is this than last year at this time? We're like, cool, we're just absolutely torpedoing the season, and this is the fun stuff right here.
So Padres have this road trip that's coming up that, hey, you feel like, hey, they can make hay. Washington Nationals, you know, they're not really in it anymore. Miami Marlins are not really going for the playoffs anymore. But what, you go 5-1 over the six games, maybe pick up a game on someone somewhere. I mean, it's like you go 3-3, you're probably losing ground and falling out of the playoff picture at this point.
So it's one of those things too where you're looking at your phone every 10 minutes, seeing what the Brewers are doing, seeing what the Cardinals are doing. You know, it was nice kind of knocking the Giants out. They're probably going nowhere, Ben. But really, I mean, Brewers, Cardinals,
Braves. I mean, you know, I kept thinking, you know, Padres, yeah, top wild card, that should be in play. You can't catch the Dodgers. They won't have won 10 in a row. I mean, you're not catching the Dodgers, but you could catch the Braves. They're, what, four games up on the Padres for that top wild card spot?
Yep.
But they just keep winning. They brought up their top prospect, Vaughn Grissom, who homered in his major league debut right out of Fenway Park.
Did you see that thing?
Yesterday,
did you see that bat flip? It was incredible.
And his parents going nuts in the stands.
Yeah. So cool.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that are feeling pretty good and have good things going on right now. The Padres certainly do. They're playing well. They get an offense. They're getting Fernando Tatis Jr. back. You can only win one game every day, essentially. And if you're not really gaining any ground when you're winning that game, it doesn't matter how many good players you've got. You're just treading water against the other teams.
You put yourself in a position where your future isn't – it's in your hands in that you just have to win as many games as you can.
Sure.
Ben.
You know, eventually you win enough. Someone's going to get cold.
Yeah.
Someone will suffer an injury. You know, you'll gain some ground eventually, but right now that's not happening.
Really the only saving grace right now, if you're going to – Brewers are probably the biggest threat. That's the kind of – not the threat. I mean, the team that you're looking at going, all right, we got to get these guys out of it. Their upcoming schedule's pretty dicey. I mean, it's like seven against the Dodgers. They got some good teams they're going to be facing. But it doesn't do you any good if you're not winning games also. But, you know, there is no such thing as a soft schedule right now. Everyone's – I said it the other day, and I stand by it. They want to beat the Padres. They really, really want to beat the Padres. They look at that and they go, look at these guys. Who do these guys think
they
are?
You don't think the Nationals aren't going to be more up for this series going up against Juan Soto and Josh Bell and wanting to play well than maybe any other series they've got the rest of the season?
No question, man. And
they probably don't have the talent to compete, but hey, then the Padres have to go and face Sandy Alcantara
On Monday.
You know, on Monday against Joe Musgrove. He got beat yesterday, but you know, he's a tough out. So that's a game you can't be sure of on this road trip either. I mean, there's definitely some dicey days ahead.
There are many, many speed bumps ahead. I do remain confident. I actually wish we did not have a day off today. I'd like to keep the good mojo rolling, but hopefully they can get it locked in tomorrow in Washington. Who's the pitching matchup tomorrow?
Tomorrow's pitching matchup is Clevinger against someone named Corey Abbott.
Okay, Corey Abbott.
In the first game. He's 0-1 with a 5.68 ERA in 12 innings this season.
Seven innings of one hit shutout baseball incoming.
Don't even speak it into existence. You can listen to that game and all Padres baseball on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Never miss a pitch of Padres baseball on 97.3 The Fan. And if you're looking for more, you can dive into the history and culture of baseball's unofficial rule book with Unwritten. It's a new podcast hosted by Ron Darling and Jimmy Rollins, looking at all the secret and not so secret guidelines from big leaguers, you know, like beanballs and brawls and bat flips and more. Download Unwritten on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we got half the show still to go. Eno Saris is going to join us. His weekly Smart Baseball segment's coming up in our next hour. Lots to look forward to. Stick around for more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.